This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says the United States is taking a giant step toward helping struggling nations beat COVID-19, and he's urging global leaders to join him. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In England for the G7 summit, the president announced the U.S. will donate a half a billion Pfizer vaccine doses.
Our values call on us to do everything that we can to vaccinate the world against COVID-19.
Saying it's in the interests of the world and the U.S. to end the pandemic. He says other G7 nations will outline their own donations tomorrow. It's a stark change from a year ago when the pandemic was so bad in the U.S. the Trump administration had to cancel the summit, which it was set to host.
We know the tragedy. We also know the path to recovery.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation in young men and teens who have gotten the COVID vaccination. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Officials say the reports are rare, and it's not yet clear if the heart inflammation they're seeing in males ages 16 to 24 is being caused by the shots. Most of the patients have fully recovered. The Centers for Disease Control tallies about 275 such reports out of 12 million fully vaccinated, and the agency is still urging people to get the shots. This kind of heart inflammation can be caused by a variety of factors, including a case of COVID-19, and this has occurred with other types of vaccine products. A vaccine advisory committee will meet next week to further evaluate the findings. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. has leveled sanctions against a Yemeni network that it alleges was working with Iran's Revolutionary Guard to transfer tens of millions of dollars to Yemen's Houthi rebels. The Biden administration also announced it is lifting sanctions on three former Iranian officials and two companies that it said had been involved in banned petroleum sales. The State and Treasury departments say the money sent to the Houthis came from illicit sales of Iranian petroleum and other commodities throughout the Middle East. International officials and analysts say Iran has increased its material support to Yemen's Houthi rebels. Russian authorities have ordered Facebook and the messaging app Telegram to pay steep fines for failing to remove banned content. A Moscow court fined Facebook a total of $236,000 and Telegram $139,000. Earlier this year, Russia's state communication watchdog, Roskomnadzor, started slowing down Twitter and threatened it with a ban, also over alleged failure to take down unlawful content. The crackdown unfolded after authorities criticized social media platforms that have brought tens of thousands of people into the streets across Russia this year to demand the release of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The Pope has rejected a German cardinal's resignation but is urging reform. AP's Walter Ratliff reports.
Pope Francis has refused to accept the resignation of German Cardinal Reinhard Marx over the sex abuse scandal in the church. In a letter, Francis said the process of reform was necessary instead, and that Marx must continue as archbishop. Marx said in a statement he was surprised by both the speed and the content of the Pope's response and accepted it out of obedience. The German church is one of the wealthiest in the world. It's also the latest to face a reckoning over the abuse scandal, after institutional reports made clear that thousands were victimized by priests and the hierarchy covered up the crimes for decades. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell for the sixth straight week as the U.S. economy reopens rapidly after being held back for months by the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department reported Thursday that jobless claims fell by 9,000 to 376,000 from 385,000 the week before. The number of people signing up for benefits exceeded 900,000 in early January and has fallen more or less steadily ever since. Still, claims are high by historic standards. Before the pandemic brought economic activity to a near standstill in March of 2020, weekly applications were regularly coming in below 220,000. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.